Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Be kind. You've heard this how many times before? A phrase we hear a lot today, or maybe we should hear more of these days. This show is about kindness, about helping others in our schools, our neighborhoods, and communities. Each week, we'll be talking to new people who are helping out our communities, assisting with and running charities, mentoring youth, speaking out about health awareness, and so much more. We'll highlight issues that affect all of us on an individual, family, and community level. Welcome to Be Kind Always.
I can't imagine what it's like to come home and not have food to eat. It is something that, it crosses your mind. Like, what if? What would happen if? And so many people right now in Arizona face that challenge each and every day. Joining me now is a man that I see pretty often. He's out there in the streets doing everything that he can to make families in the valley have something to eat and bring awareness about his organization that he works with. He's the director of public relations for the St. Mary's Food Bank Alliance here in Phoenix. Mr. Jerry Brown, welcome.
How are you? Good. Good to see you. And thank you for all you do, too. You've raised a lot of money for us during those celebrity theater guitar auctions and ticket raffles, and we really appreciate that.
Those are so much fun. You know, I mean, who would have thought, you know?
Unbelievable.
How did you get into that?
Danny Zalesko, who's a good personal friend of ours.
Right.
One day... I think it was the comedian. George Lopez. That's exactly what happened. And George had a couple of front row tickets that he wanted to give to the food bank. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, why don't we use it as a ticket raffle?
Sure.
Give everybody a chance in there, throw $5 into the hat.
Right.
Draw the winner, and you go from wherever you're sitting to the front row.
That's a great idea.
And George kicked in $1,000 as well.
Wow.
And that was about 4 years ago. And since then, we have done, I would say, two out of every three concerts at Celebrity Theater. And Danny's been very nice. All the folks at Celebrity Theater, Blue Par, and everybody, just fantastic to us. And we've raised $100,000 in guitar sales and raffle sales over the last couple of years.
And they work out really well. They're a lot of fun to do.
They do. Frankie Valli, when Frankie Valli comes into town, you know, these guys that don't play guitars,
right?
They sign a guitar.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody in the audience that's willing to.
It's memorabilia.
I'll tell you a quick story. We were in the back with Frankie Valli, and somebody Frankie's about 85 now, 80, yeah. And they whispered in his ear that the two guitars that he signed went for $11,000.
Wow.
And his eyes got all wide, and he said, let's sign some more guitars.
Right, exactly. Raise some more money.
And he shook my hand and put his mouth to my ear and said, you can tell everybody you made more money than Frankie Valli tonight.
Right, there you go.
So he's a great guy.
Yeah.
But it's a great thing, and we really appreciate everything that Cool does to help us out.
Hey, you know, we appreciate the fact that you're out there. I mean, tell me a little bit. I've read a little bit about the history of the St. Mary's Food Alliance. And the story's deep, and the story is actually really super interesting and how it came about. Tell us a little bit about
St. Mary's. For those who may not know, St. Mary's is the world's first food bank.
Right.
So the entire concept of food banks, putting food in a place, in a bank, where folks can withdraw that food when they need it. Started in 1967 here in Phoenix with a man named John Van Hengel, who's now passed away. Mm-hmm. He was working as a volunteer at St. Vincent de Paul.
Right.
And he would work in the charity dining room. And he saw this one group of, it was a single mom,
right.
eight, nine kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he wondered what, he knew that the dining room wasn't open every day. What did she do when the dining room wasn't open? And she said, I would go behind grocery stores, jump into the dumpster, and I get great canned food. They throw it away when it's still good and it's fine. And that's how I feed my family.
Wow.
And it gave him the germ of an idea that has now led to 52 years later, it's on seven continents across the world. We had the Japan Food Bank in to sit and talk with us about how they can get food banks started in their country. And there's 200 Feeding America food banks around the country, but there's thousands of them in the United States. And right. all from one guy with one idea.
One concept.
That turned into something that's just fed millions of people, millions and millions of people around the country, daily mm-hmm. around the world.
That's just amazing. It started off with a $300 thing, or $3,000 right. Donation right. from the church
right.
and a building.
And that's why we're called St. Mary's Food Bank. We're actually right. not a Catholic organization,
right.
but St. Mary's Church was good enough to give us a little bakery building on Central Avenue
sure.
and a little working capital to get started so he could put some food in his food bank until he was able to get the grocery stores, which we now pick up from still more than 200 grocery stores every day.
I was going to say, how does that work? I mean, and I'll say this, and we'll get into how people mm-hmm. can get involved. But when I brought my wife and kids over for the volunteer day on that Saturday morning, where does all that food come from?
Right.
You know,
it comes from a lot of different areas. We do have some government food that the U.S. government gives out to food banks. So mm-hmm. we do. It's called TFAP. It's the Emergency Food Box Program.
Right.
And so a lot of that money, a lot of that food comes from us. A lot of it is the grocery stores in this town donate more than, I'm going to say, 15 million pounds of food a year.
Sure.
And we circle the valley every day and pick up those food in trucks.
Right.
We also do a lot of fresh food. About 30-35% of our food now is fresh fruits and vegetables. And we
say,
go down to Nogales and
wow.
and Yuma, and we pick those up. The growing season is just starting down there now.
Right.
So we'll have a huge influx of healthy, fresh food coming in.
Yeah,
too.
We were packing vegetables in boxes
right.
and it was a nonstop conveyor belt of just continually packing boxes
right.
and the pallets were, I don't know how many boxes high and how right. many boxes wide, but it was just phenomenal on that amount of food that came in. And while I'm packing this, I'm going, where is this all coming from? You know,
and there's two reasons why we do fresh food. Number one, it's obvious, it's healthy.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's, you know, if I can give you, you know, if I can give you
fresh carrots,
squash and
yeah.
carrots and spinach
instead
rather than a
noodles.
Candy bar
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And sugar frosted flakes,
right.
then we want to do that if right. we possibly can. Not that there's anything wrong with sugar frosted flakes, and we'll take as many as we
yeah,
can get.
Please, I know. But, I love that. It's
the other thing is with the advent of the 99-cent stores and the discount stores mm-hmm. and all those dollar stores out there, that food that the grocery store used to give to food banks, now those stores are stepping up and they're buying them so that they
right.
can sell them at a cheaper price. So we don't have as much canned food, and that's totally cool because that's what the
sure.
grocery stores are in the business of doing.
Right.
But we have less canned food coming in now. So we had to supplement, we had to think outside the box and come
right.
up with other ways. We provide 250,000 meals a day
right.
across Arizona, and produce, fresh produce being a great farming you know,
sure,
area,
especially out here.
We do that. And now with the citrus trees growing, we collect millions of pounds of oranges and grapefruits right off the backyard
wow.
trees of folks on a daily basis.
You know,
well.
It happens a lot here at the radio station. I have orange trees in my backyard, and I'll come in with a couple, you know,
right.
those reusable grocery bags filled with oranges because I don't want them to go to waste.
Right. And we used to have volunteers that picked all that. That was in, we have
right.
a hard time now finding folks that'll go out and pick those. So
mm-hmm.
we do ask folks, but please, you know, put a basket aside for yourself or leave whatever you want on your tree. But if you can pick half of it,
right.
and so it doesn't wind up on the ground that you
right.
have to pick it up later,
yeah.
and you can get it to the food bank, it's fantastic stuff that
yeah.
we're able to hang on to. Not only use here in Arizona, but we can trade it with other, now that the quarantine is over, we can trade it with other states. You know,
really?
California's
okay.
got, Idaho's got potatoes, Washington's got apples. Well, Arizona's got grapefruits and oranges. Well, I'll trade you some of my grapefruit for some of your apples and
right,
some of your potatoes
right.
so that everybody gets a nice balanced palate that they can hand out to the folks who need it.
Interesting fact for you. I don't know if you know this, and I don't know what it has to do with anything, but the average American eats 110 pounds of potatoes a year.
Yeah.
American.
And it's needed.
Right.
Yeah.
So think about that, and you get to trade all that stuff, which
right.
is pretty
and
cool.
And that's what we do. You know, what do you got? What do we got? You know, mm-hmm. it's kind of goes back to the old-time barter system. And that way, everybody gets a nice, you know, there's not a lot of oranges growing in Idaho.
Right.
So
and they get a well-rounded meal. It's right. not just all vegetables. You get some fruit in there and all part of all the groups in there.
Right.
The mission, St. Mary's Food Bank, is to serves to alleviate hunger through the gathering and distribution of food while encouraging self-sufficiency. Efficiency, collaboration, advocacy, and education. Talk right. to me about the education part here.
Well,
I know that it is important for, I would have to say it's not just educating people who are on the verge of being poor and don't have that meal, but it's also educating the public on St. Mary's Food Bank Alliance mm-hmm. and how they can help.
Well, part of eating is health. Mm-hmm. You really need to, what happens is if you can't afford food, chances are you can't afford to go to the doctor either.
Right.
So what you want to do is avoid the doctor at any cost. And one of the ways that you do is by having a nutritious diet.
Right.
So if all you can afford at the grocery store is junk food, then you're going to put your body in a position where you're going to be
unhealthy.
More susceptible to being
sick,
to sickness.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we want to do is feed you as healthy a diet as possible. And so we're out there educating folks on, you know, when you're distributing 97 million pounds of food a year, and that's mm-hmm. what we do at St. Mary's Food Bank, and all of that winds up in Arizona.
Wait, how much was that?
97 million pounds of food.
That is incredible.
Yeah. And especially when you consider when I started 10 years ago, we were at 40 million. So we have more than doubled the amount of food that we put out.
Right.
And some of that was from the recession. It was necessary because there were so many more people who needed help
sure.
around that time. But what's interesting is while everybody thinks the economy is fantastic, the number of people who need help and need food has not dropped off at all. In fact, it's only increased.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are in the middle of the... I think that there's such a discrepancy in wages. You know, there are just still so many folks. I think I heard that 40% of Americans make $15 or less.
Right.
So what can you afford at the grocery store? You have to pay your rent. You have to make your car payment. You
right.
have to take, you have to put clothes on your kids' back. Food is that one area of your budget
right.
that you can kind of massage and manipulate.
Right.
And using the food bank to help you out with that is the way to go. And with so many of our clients, they're not homeless. They're not people that we see year after year after year.
Right.
They're people that we see for 3 months at a time. They had a problem. They need a little help.
Right.
And you know who those people are because they
sure.
come into our office 4 or 5 months later with a check in their hand.
Sure.
And they say, you know what?
They give back.
Things are better for me now. And
right.
thank God for you that you were here. And
yeah.
You take this check and I want to make sure you're here for the next person.
Right. And it's not always just about money too. It's about giving back. I know that when we
yep.
were on that food chain,
right.
there were people there that had been a part and they were volunteering and they were putting in their time. And I thought that was just amazing.
Let me give you some numbers on that. 85,000 volunteers, mm-hmm. 227,000 volunteer hours last year at St. Mary's Food Bank. That makes up a workforce of 150 employees.
Sure.
We have 160 employees at the food bank. So it doubles the size of our employees. And if it weren't for folks that came in there and boxed all of those 40,000 emergency
you
food
couldn't
boxes,
do it.
We couldn't do it. There's
right.
no way. We'd have to, all we would do all day is box food. We wouldn't have the ability to go out and get it. And
right.
we'd be closed pretty quick.
And you know what? And it's funny that you bring that up because when we were there, I was watching the people who worked there and mm-hmm. who were basically giving us the guidance and things to do and how to do this and how to do that and basically telling people where to go. And I'm like, if we weren't here, what would they be doing? They would be doing all
right.
of this and could never, ever do anything like this, especially how we were putting out pallets. I mean, we were filling those pallets like every, I don't know, 30 right. minutes. That pallet would be full and it was a big pallet. And you're like, wow.
That's a lot. And you guys can do 1,500 boxes in
sure.
a very short amount of time. But I'll tell you, in the summertime, when people go on vacation and the amount of food for us rises to its highest levels because
mm-hmm.
the kids are out of school.
Right.
They need to be fed at home. They're not getting that free breakfast and
right.
free lunch in the schools.
Exactly.
So we're putting out more food at that time, but there's less volunteers, less money, less food coming into the food bank.
Right.
We have a little bell that goes off in the... In the food bank, and we have to come down and put in 2 hours building food boxes because we don't
right.
have enough volunteers to get it done. So that's why it's very important. If you've never thought about coming down to volunteer and putting
right.
in about 2 hours, you do make a huge difference.
It is. Like I said, I brought the wife and my two girls, and we went down, and that 2 hours flies by. Right. Like it's like we just started and you like want to stay and do another round because it's like, you're like, I've just felt like we're in and out, but.
Right. And when Cool FM comes, they bring their own music, but we have music that we pipe in. We try to play up tempo and fun music.
Right.
It's an air conditioned facility. You don't have to worry about being in the heat. And I think you donated your time back when we didn't have that area and it's a little hot and sticky in the warehouse, but now.
Whatever.
Now the music's pumping, the air conditioning's blowing.
Right.
And before you turn around, your 2 hours is done.
So summertime is your big time. That's
absolutely.
When you need folks.
Absolutely, the most. Because especially in Arizona, because so many people head out of here on vacation.
Right.
Sometimes they don't come back until, September. You know,
sure.
They just box up the houses. We have so many people that are retired. We have a plant out in Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of those folks, we have a group of folks who, before they get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, they make 6,000 sandwiches every morning
that
wind up at school. And then they get together and they either go out to restaurants or they hit the golf course.
Right.
And they work together every day. We had a guy who was 104 years old and it was his job to zip the bags at the end when he got to the bottom. And he did that every day. He retired in 1963.
Wow.
And he was still out
Crazy.
His joke was that the government didn't make any money off of him because he got all of his Social Security back plus.
Yeah.
But he was very cool. And we have so many of those folks and they love it. It's like a club. They get together, they build those sandwiches. They love doing it for the kids.
Sure.
And then they go out and hang out together as a group afterwards.
And I think volunteering is such a big deal because, and here's why, it's hard to ask people to open up the wallets all the time.
Right.
I'm writing a check for this. I'm writing a check for that. In the meantime, I've got to write a check for this, and this.
Sure.
So how do people give back? How do people feel a part of a community, of part of an organization? And I love the fact that volunteering is all there and they can get all the information on volunteering on your website.
Right. And how many times also, you can go to firstfoodbank.org.
Mm-hmm.
We have shifts, 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. They start Tuesday through Saturday.
Right.
So every day but Sunday and Monday. Monday is kind of our weekend because we want to leave Saturday open for folks who work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday can still come and do something for us. But the shifts take about 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours at the most if we take a break in the middle.
Yep.
And you'll...
breaks.
No.
We didn't have
any
a break.
Breaks, huh?
We just went right through it. But it was cool. And I take that back in the sense of I stood in the same place for 2 hours and just... like I said, it flew by, but there are people that rotate and say, okay, you're packing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to, help with the pallet or whatever. I just think that it's such an amazing thing to do. It is one of those things where if you want to do something special with the family, you're doing something with your family. Number one, it's a get together, right? It's
absolutely.
Like, and not only do you talk about it when you're there and you're doing your thing, like I watched my girls and I was proud to see my girls doing what they were doing, but that time afterwards in the car driving is like, well, how do you feel? That was great, Dad. That was awesome. We packed so many boxes. I can't believe how many carrots we put into boxes and how many bushels of onions and everything that they and it was a talking point for us. It was a great thing to do with the family. And I think that's one of the things that, as you're feeding families, families are helping families, which I think is a good deal.
And it's amazing that across the street, those boxes are going out as fast as you build them, which is just crazy. We distribute 7 million pounds a month. That's what our warehouse, you see that food in your warehouse and you go, my God, what do they do with all of this food?
Right.
Our warehouse holds about 7 million pounds. So if donations stop today, in 30 days, all the food in that warehouse would be gone.
Yeah.
And it would be, we would have nothing. So we would be in trouble almost immediately
now
if donations were to stop.
Is it from box to table? I mean, because literally we pack the boxes, they wrap the things, they put them into a cooler area. And I know that there was a door on the other side where they probably populate the trucks. Where does it go from there? Does it specifically go to tables? How does that happen?
So we have a group of more than 600 agency partners. So when you donate to St. Mary's Food Bank, you're not just donating to the food bank. St. Vincent de Paul reads, gets our food. St. Salvation Army, UMOM, almost any nonprofit organization right. that you can think of, Alice Cooper School of Rock,
sure.
we deliver food to. And all the other smaller food banks. So when you give to St. Mary's Food Bank, you're giving to all of those other organizations. Their mission may not be food, but
it's a part of it.
It allows them to concentrate on what their main mission is because St. Mary's is taking care of the food. So we're right. talking about 700 organizations, 1,000 different locations in the Valley. We're up in the Navajo and Apache Indian mm-hmm. reservations.
Nine different.
We're doing our first mobile yeah. pantry in Ganado.
Wow.
Which is in the middle of nowhere in the Indian reservations out there. Right. We're expecting 300 people for our first mobile pantry out wow. there next week.
That's incredible. It's nonstop work.
It is, but it's a labor of love, and it's so great. And you talk about the individuals, the Valley businesses stepped up too. I can drive down any road in Phoenix, look to my left and right.
They were here
last right. week. They're coming next month.
Yeah,
and they enjoy doing it. The businesses are great about giving. You know, we're going to give you guys, you know, Friday from 1 to 3. If you want to go down and donate at the food bank, you know, we're still paying your paycheck for that day, but right. we want you to give back. And you know, if it's Bank of America, if it's Wells Fargo, I don't want to leave anybody out, and I would be here all day if I sure. mentioned all the groups that do it.
All you have to do is go to the website and look. It's just nonstop.
Right. And those people really fill in the gap.
Sure.
We have a group from some companies that come 3 times a week. And we need every one of them to get it done, especially during this time because we have our huge Thanksgiving distributions
yes,
coming up.
Yes, tell me about that. When is that? How is this process working
to Thanksgiving? So in the 3 days leading up to Thanksgiving, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Sure.
We are across the street area where we actually give away the food boxes every day. We turn that into 6 lanes of traffic.
Wow.
And the line is unbelievable. Sometimes it's 2 and 3 miles long to get into the place where it brings down to 6 lanes of traffic. We distribute 12,000 turkeys, 12,000 food boxes, and 12,000 of those produce boxes that mm-hmm. you built. So we right. try to give everybody a full meal. Thanksgiving meal.
Right.
And so...
How are we doing on turkeys?
You know, not good right now.
As of when we
speak, we're about 9,000 turkeys short of our goal. Now, it's later in Thanksgiving comes a little bit later, and we're hoping mm-hmm. people will step up and sure. help us out. But it's always a scary prospect at this time of the year. Now, if they don't have turkey, we will give them something else. We'll sure. give them another food. We'll make sure they have it. But turkey is just that symbolic thing. I mean,
yeah.
how can you think of Thanksgiving without a turkey in the middle of your table?
No.
And why would you want to think of anybody else
not having that
way too? You know, and just right. for that one day of the year, if you have medical problems, if you got laid off from your job, if you've got, you know, any number of things that have put you in that situation, just for one day, you can relax and have that sense of normalcy. And there are folks that don't come to St. Mary's Food Bank during the other times, but they you know, I'm proud. I don't want to take from folks,
sure.
but I want to make sure my kids have a turkey on the table.
Right.
And for about $13, you know, your family can make sure another family is taken care of for Thanksgiving. And mm-hmm. who wouldn't want to do that?
Exactly.
So it's a fantastic situation. We have people who start to line up 2 and 3 in the morning.
That's great, though.
Yeah, it's about $33 worth of food.
Right.
So if you think you're waiting in a car for 2.5 hours for $33, you need that food.
You need that food.
Right. It's a great grab and a chance for me to get my this for free. You're giving up a lot of our, most of the people that come to St. Mary's Food Bank are working poor.
Right.
They have jobs.
Yeah.
So you're giving up that time to go down and do that. We have people who run out of gas in line. We have people who overheat their cars in line and we
right.
have to take them off to the side. So this is a hardship for those folks. And
sure.
to see the faces and the thank yous and the tears from
right.
these people
yeah.
when they know that they have reached the end of the line and they're going to have Thanksgiving for their family.
Right.
We get to see all of that.
Yeah.
The people who donate, who put those 10 bucks online and give it to St. Mary's, they don't get to see that all the time, but I'm
right.
here to tell you that it's an amazing thing. And on behalf of all of them, I'm thanking you.
And if they want to see it, they can come down and volunteer.
Yeah, we need 800 volunteers for those 3 days to come through. So we have a lot of organizations that are already taking part, but there's always room.
Are there ways to make that line go faster?
I don't know if we can make it any faster. It's like a pit stop right now.
Right?
Six cars roll up, six trunks open up, six people come rolling in with shopping carts
and fill up the shopping cart.
They go out, six go out, and six come in.
That's crazy. We're
talking about 3,500 cars coming through in a 6-hour period. I don't know if we can go any faster than we have. We have a logistics guy who works all year on making sure that he can get it as fast as he can. I'm not sure if he can top himself anymore.
Right. Make it 8 lanes.
Absolutely.
Right?
We need a bigger building.
So ways that folks can get involved, if they want information, they can always get on to the website, which is firstfoodbank.org.
Right.
There's a plethora of information on how you can volunteer. If you work at a business, like you were talking about, businesses that come down and volunteer. If you work at a business and you want to do a day with your business down at St. Mary's Food Bank, you can do that. You can schedule that and come on down.
Right. And we talk about those 45,000 emergency food boxes and those 250,000 meals that we do every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a meal will cost you is about 14 cents. So if you think your dollar or your $2 isn't making a big difference, every dollar puts seven meals on the table for St. Mary's Food Bank.
I was going to ask you that question.
Right.
How do you do the math on that?
Because we're allowed to, because we get so much of the food for free through donations. And then the other food that we receive, we do get, you know, a lot of people get it to us at a great price because they know where that food is going. So if you mix all of that together, it comes out to about 14 cents a meal. So if you put a buck on the table, you know, it might get you a monster or something like that.
Right.
Maybe $2.
Not even.
14 meals on the table.
Wow.
Think about a table with 14 people around it. And for your $2, you're taking care of a dinner for them.
That's pretty incredible. It's dumbfounding. It's so easy. I appreciate all the work that you guys have done. And
you
guys are the recipients now for how many years here for Operation Santa Claus?
We are. We have so many things going on. If I could just take one second.
Yes.
I want to talk about the tax credit a little bit.
Oh, definitely.
For folks who maybe donate to St. Mary's every year and they're looking for a great way to even get their money back.
Mm-hmm.
If you donate $400 as an individual or $800 as a family to St. Mary's Food Bank to the Arizona Tax Credit, not only do you provide 6,000 pounds of food if it's an $800 donation for St. Mary's Food Bank, you get that money back on your taxes.
That's correct.
So you get it
back.
That's
great.
And you get to direct where your money goes.
That's
so I didn't mean
cool.
to interrupt you
no,
on
no, no,
Operation
that's fine.
Santa Claus.
That's
we
fine.
Have been an Operation Santa Claus recipient since the very beginning.
That's great.
So I think it's 19 years this year. It's the 19th annual. Since day one, Sanderson Ford and St. Mary's Food Bank have been working together. So when you do your toys, clothes, and food, the other four organizations divide the toys and clothes.
Right.
The food comes to St. Mary's. We don't have
any
for the
toys. And it's such a big deal. I've been down to ABC 15 where we've done the chain and have you know, moved all the boxes and all the toys and so on and so forth. It is an amazing event. And how does that help you out? How does Operation Santa Claus help you out every year? Because you got to go, yeah, that was a good haul
this
year.
It keeps us relevant during the holiday season, which is the most important thing. Thanksgiving is a time where everybody remembers the food bank. December, maybe some other organizations kind of come to the forefront.
Sure.
Operation Santa Claus really keeps us in the news during that time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that we receive from them are fantastic. In fact, we just finished the Arizona State Fair, and Operation Santa Claus is the sponsor of the We Care Wednesday, where folks bring in six cans of food.
Right.
They get in free to the fair on Wednesday. Almost 100,000 pounds of food was collected just during those 3 days. So we got 100,000 pounds of food, and everybody else got to go into the fair for free and spend that money inside instead of spending it on
exactly
food. So Operation Santa Claus and the fair are fantastic partners.
Right.
And the money that we receive, again, you know, it varies from year to year, but tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars. You times that by every dollar being seven meals, and you can get a real feel real quick for how many meals those are providing.
Oh, tons of meals. The Operation Santa Claus website, if you're interested in jumping on there, is givetotheclaws.com. C
claus.com, givetotheclaus.com. Feed a family, make a kid happy, win a new car. They've been doing great work over at Sanderson Ford and ABC 15 with the Operation Santa Claus. I'm so glad that you guys are a part of that, because it is important around the holidays.
Not and just we're Thanksgiving. Honored to, we're honored to be part of that, because they pick those organizations very carefully. The folks that, if you look at SARC and Special Olympics and Chicanos por la Casa, those are just organizations.
Amazing things.
That they do amazing things in the community, and Sanderson Ford wants amazing charities that do amazing things, and for us to be involved in that group is very humbling.
That's great. Jerry, thanks for spending some time here. Any last words before we bounce on out of here to talk about St. Mary's Food Bank and how people can actually be a part and give?
We need 9,000 turkeys. Our Super Saturday Turkey Drive is coming up on November the 23rd. We'll be at 30 different Albertsons and Safeway locations from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Please help us out with that. Every turkey that you donate in there, we'll put a turkey on a table of a family. We're hoping to get to 12,000. It's always a scramble every year to get close to that. And we reached our goal last year. So please help us. Super Saturday is the 23rd. Any day you can come down to the food bank locations in Phoenix and Surprise and donate. But Super Saturday, we make it really easy. We come to you. If there's an Albertsons or a Safeway in your neighborhood, chances are we'll be outside with our 6-foot inflatable turkey, and you'll be able to donate there.
That's awesome. I was going to say, if I had a turkey right now, if I'm going grocery shopping, if I'm going grocery shopping this weekend, you know, because I go with the wife every Sunday, what do I do with this turkey? Where do I bring it? Because obviously I don't have room in my fridge for it. It needs to be in your fridge.
Right.
So I can just come down to St. Mary's and drop it off.
You can drop it off, or you can come on the 23rd and go to any one of those Albertsons and Safeway. You're probably buying a turkey for your family on that day. You drop it off before you get to the parking lot and it's done.
There you go. Jerry, thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. And thank you to everything that does to help St. Mary's Food Bank.
You got it, my friend. All right. Well, that's it for today. If you're looking for any more information on the show, things you may have heard, you want more info on, please go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/BeKindAlwaysPodcast. And thank you so much for making a difference in the world by being a better you. We're all working on the same project for sure. This is Charlie Weddle, and a big special thank you to my guest, Jerry Brown from the St. Mary's Food Bank Alliance. And of course to you. Thanks for listening. And remember, be kind always. You can hear the Be Kind Always podcast on the radio with audio on demand on the radio station websites, theradio.com app, and wherever you get your podcast audio. Please click subscribe and notifications and give us some feedback so we can make a bigger difference. This has been the Be Kind Always podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.